The Moors, or the tribe of Amuri, are described in the following words. The Moorish tribe of Amuri are the descendants of the ancient Moabites, Hamites, and Canaanites, who had been authorized by the ancient pharaohs of Kemet. This was a very ancient tribe of pharaohs that preceded the Egyptians to cross East Africa towards the west and to found kingdoms which stretched from the northwestern and southwestern coast of Africa to the Atlantic Island and what is now continental America. The tribe founded the domain of Anaxan. The meaning of Anaxan, the first true and divine name from Africa. And they are the true owners of the present Moroccan Empire. This domain was extended almost to Canada. The word Amurian is derived from the Latin word amor. It means love and is one of the basic principles of the Moors. The word also refers to the ancient race of Lemurians, their distant ancestors and ties in globally with all Moors. The constitution of the zodiac is very important. It contains the rules with which principles the Moorish nation is regulated, which represent it as the Moorish nation, and was signed in 1763 with the Catholic Fathers of the Priesthood. With this proclamation, the whites sanctioned the existence of the Moors by not respecting their laws and fundamental principles, thus holding them to slavery. The constitution of the Moors is fundamentally based on the zodiac. That is why it's called the constitution of the zodiac. And the numerology from 0 to 9, and the science of geometry. These are the principles that govern the entire life of the Moors. With the proclamation of the Magna Carta, this fact is also sanctioned, and therefore the law to which they are subject, the only law, the supreme law, that of zodiac, mathematics, and geometry. The science of astrology is in fact in the 12 signs of the zodiac: the sun, the moon, and the planets is the oldest science in the world. It is, let us say, a manuscript in which the story of mankind can be read. It enables man to know himself, to determine the direction of his destiny. It's the only science that enables him to do, and it becomes the supreme moral law. People, by following this law, can secure their economy, their social status, and peace, love, and prosperity, and they must also strive to secure these principles for those who are more unfortunate, thus solving any social problem. Article 2 of the Constitution defines who are the Moors. That is, it's all those who who have as the final name of their name, which is no longer written in capital letters, but alternately has the ending Bay or El Al Ali Day. These endings are very important because they also define the direction of life, in which area this person applies his work and existence, for example. For example, El means cosmo-lawgiver, the one who states the law of the cosmos, and therefore in the legal branch. Bay is the governor of the laws among the Elohim, and therefore executive branch. Thus, since they are descendants, they proclaim themselves. Since they are descendants of ancient tribes, their birthright derives from bloodlines, so that by the very fact of belonging to those tribal lines, they enjoy the divine law. They proclaim themselves that they belong to these tribes and submit only to the divine law. Therefore, the name in capital letters is no longer rejected, because it's a fraud and a deception of the United States society, who define the ownership of a person with this capitalized way, while instead they feel free and submit only to divine law and blood descent from the ancient tribes of the Moors. Article 3, on the other hand, deals with taxes and conscriptions exemptions, because since they are discharged from a United States society, they are not required to perform military service. They cannot be taxed. There can be no compulsory taxation without representation. They are not required to pay taxes. In Article 6, on the other hand, the main subject is the Magna Carta, the treaty which they signed in 1763 and which defines the validity of their constitution and also the respect for their existence as a Moorish nation of man, woman and children. Since they were the only living population in North America before the occupation by the Christians, since they have the right to be recognized and respected as Native Americans and as a Moorish indigenous nation before the arrival of the whites. Article 5, however, speaks about how the union between a man and a woman is recognized, that the union between a man and a woman is valid only according to natural law, must not be bound by any marriage certificate, but only the supreme law is valid. So that a woman and a man united in love and produce a child that is never considered illegitimate, because it comes from the woman's bloodline. Since woman is the highest gateway to creation, any child will be legitimate because it is born from her. The woman also enjoys, like all Moorish, from the natural law, which can also be written with the acronym Islam, which means I, Self, Law, and Master. That is, I am my own lawyer and architect, so great architect of myself and also of the human family of my descendants. So, this is a divine recognition, and no one can undermine it. So the children of woman are the children born from the union of Adam and Eve. That is the positive force and the negative force. That is, Adam is the positive force and Eve is the negative force. Therefore, the union of this force is responsible for evolution itself, according to the law of nature. Therefore, no pope, no preacher, and no huge can interfere with this law, and no one can further prove that Adam and Eve had a marriage certificate printed on a piece of paper, and were therefore united by natural law. Moreover, the white woman, who is excluded from this natural bond, is a supreme social slave against her will and desire. This can even cause in the mind of the white woman for several grief, several anger. As a result, children can be born with a tendency to crime and hatred. Therefore, the idea that a man and a woman must be united according to a marriage certificate is wrong. This is because the union is supported by the law of the zodiac, that is, by the signs of the zodiac. Well, this is how they will be united according to nature. Opposite signs attract each other. Following the wheel of the zodiac, they will be complementary, therefore they will be complementary in terms of the elements. Therefore, Aries, fire sign, complements Libra, air sign. Taurus, earth sign, complements Scorpio, water sign. Gemini, air sign. The Sagittarius, fire sign. Cancer, water sign. The Capricorn, earth sign. Leo, fire sign. The Aquarius, air sign. Virgo, earth sign. The Pisces, water sign. According to this pattern, the man and the woman can live in harmony, life, and beget children without being restricted by the code of legal tradition. Thus, there will be a guide in the destiny that they will live in peace, progress, happiness, and also their families. Article 6 also states that all Moors live for unity, for peace, for economic and social progress. It's a universal moral law. The constitution of the zodiac, and it's unchanged for the whole human family. Therefore, every Moor, Bay or El, must be guided by this constitution and also by the book The Clock of Destiny, which was written to best explain how the zodiac works, how the planet works in the zodiac, and how to read a celestial chart and how to composite it. This helps everyone live in harmony with nature. It's conscientious. The sun, the seven planets, the moon, and the stars. This knowledge prevents one from committing crimes. So, as above, as below, you can always apply this phrase. Of course, an American cannot be convicted by the legislation of the United States, and if he should appear in court, he must never take the red fats off his head. He cannot be forced to raise his hand to take an oath on the Bible. Neither the Moors nor the Bey or the Earl can employ white lawyers to represent them, because they are absolute lawyers of themselves, and they are free Moorish Americans. So, the term Negro is pejorative and is used only by the Union slaves, but the Moors, on the other hand, are not called that. They are called Moorish or Moors. When they speak in Kurd, they must always say, "I affirm," which basically claims them under the constitutional zodiac law. I is also the number, that is the letter 9 numbered. It is a recurring number like all the numbers that explain the zodiac and life, because 9 is conception. From birth to birth is 9 months. So, 9 months in which the individual is born and can say, "I am." And the constitution of the zodiac then also ensures that he can say, "I affirm under this constitution," so that everything he says will be true. Also, the Moorish must never teach to give lectures in Christian institutions, that is, churches, temples, mosques, schools, and halls. It's a violation of the Magna Carta, and they must keep their distance from Christian principles, and they must be respected. This constitution was written by Charles Moseley Bay, Doctor of Laws and Mason of the Third Degree Master of Astrologia, Moorish Mason of Antiquity.